And now this is a dictation. For Beverly Morton, M-O-R-T as in today, O-N, June 9, 1945. Address as a letter to Dr. Excuse me. Address as a letter to Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R, Country Assisted Living. Dear Sirs at Sumner Country Assisted Living, this is a follow-up for Mrs. Morton, who has chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and CHF. Last visit in May, comes accompanied with family. There has been severe anemia, iron deficiency, but she denies blood melena, has received now 2 courses of intravenous iron. There has been multiple falls, has followed through Carson emergency room, Espero Lansing admission, locally neurology Dr. Shaik, S-H-A-I-K. There are discussions about MRI of the brain, but has a pacemaker. 20-pound weight loss, despite apparently eating okay, 3 meals a day. She denied dysphagia, abdominal pain, denies diarrhea, has incontinent of urine, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Comes in a wheelchair, denies edema, denies increase of dyspnea, no oxygen or CPAP machine, physical therapy is being done in the facility. There is progressive weight loss from around 195, 196 to present level 175. Next paragraph, I review medications. I want to highlight nitrates, Coric, Hydralazine, Norvas, Demadex, Aldactone, on iron replacement, potassium, diabetes cholesterol management, tolerating Jardiance, has also been on magnesium replacement. Next paragraph on physical exam, looks frail, EO, no respiratory distress. I don't hear localized RALS, appears regular, has a systolic murmur, no abdominal distension, there is obesity of the abdomen, no gross edema, looks frail, muscle wasting. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are October 21st, anemia 7.8, MCB in the low side, normal white blood cell platelet, RDW prolonged 18, creatinine with the weight loss looks better, baseline has been around 2.1, presently 1.7, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal glucose, GFR will be in the upper 20s, stage 4. At Spero, normal B12, folic acid, normal vitamin D above 30, cortisol level was 12, this is a random sample, no ACTH was used. Her urine shows no blood, no protein. Normal thyroid studies. Back in February this year, MRI of the brain was done. At that time, there was all lacunar infarcts, right basal ganglia, bilateral thalamus, pons, and midbrain. Some degree of brain atrophy, small vessel ischemic changes. The last echo is from June. At that time, normal ejection fraction, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, left ventricular hypertrophy. There was no aortic valve stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4, no indication for dialysis. There is progressive weight loss, but apparently, according to patient and sister, she eats well now that she's in the facility. Concerned about iron deficiency anemia and not responding to intravenous iron. She needs evaluation. Her blood pressure shows significant drops on standing from 140 down to 116 systolic. Diastolic didn't change around 40. The low blood pressure postural changes likely represents iron deficiency anemia as well as the extensive blood pressure medications. With diabetes, she has probably autonomic neuropathy, going from high to low blood pressure sitting and standing, typical findings. I have advised to do a stool sample for blood. I don't believe has been done. Patient and family mentions prior colonoscopies, which I don't have results available. Prior imaging this year, no liver disease, normal spleen. There was no obstruction of gross masses. She does have some lung nodules, etiology to be determined. There were some enlargement of lymph nodes in the abdomen, right inguinal area. Per radiology, malignancy cannot be ruled out. Again, she needs to have a more complete malignancy evaluation, which is outside of the renal follow-up. End of dictation.